Skilled migration forms an important part of the Australian economy, helping to fill skill shortages where they exist in the labour market and drive economic growth forward. As Australia faces its first period of negative net migration since World War II, the impact of this loss has been more starkly felt. Gabriella D'Souza, a senior economist with the Committee for Economic Development of Australia and author of the recent CEDA report into Australia's skilled migration program, notes the stimulatory role that skilled migrants play in Australia's economy.
So our report is in 2019, where we looked at recent waves of migrants and we tried to identify some of the impacts on local workers. But what we really found was that they actually had a positive effect and it was positively correlated with the participation rates and the wages of local workers. So what that really means is that we've seen, migrants have a stimulatory impact on the economy and on the labour market. And why that might happen is because when a migrant comes to Australia, not only do they work, they also spend money and they consume goods and services. So they add to that stimulatory impact.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, skill shortages have been exacerbated, with Julian Lisa, chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Migration, highlighting both some of these gaps and some of the proposals the committee have suggested to repair them.
New South Wales Business tells us one in two businesses, that's half of the businesses in this state, have a skill shortage. That's huge. And that demonstrates the nature of the problem. So in the interim report, we made a series of recommendations because we think it's actually at the moment too difficult for businesses to get the skills they need. We're looking at streamlining labour market testing. We're looking at streamlining the application of the Skilling Australia Fund. We're looking at providing proper transparency so that employers know where the visa application is in the queue when they apply to bring a skilled migrant to Australia.
The recent CEDA report highlighted further issues within the current skilled migration program in Australia.
This is something that we really grappled with as well, right? Because there is a skilled occupation list, and why is it the case that this is happening even though we have such a tightly targeted system? We think that some of the reasons have to do with how the system has structured itself and how it's evolved. So one of the things that we recommend in the report is to update some of the ANSCoR codes, which will help us make better predictions and forecasts of the occupations that are in demand. But then something else that we also touch on is that, maybe it's a better idea if you want to try and optimize the skilled intake is to try and let migrants and employers interact before they enter Australia.
However, Julian Lisa states that some of the results from the CEDA report are outdated, both due to the current pandemic and because, according to him, the government has already taken steps to fix some of the issues highlighted in the report since its release.
Well, that CEDA report is very out of date now. It took figures that ended in 2018, and since that time the government has tightened up the skilled migration program and tightened up some of the eligibility requirements. Also, after COVID-19, we're dealing with a completely different economy. We're dealing with an economy where we had 500,000 temporary migrants leave the country at the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of those people were skilled migrants. Many of those people have skills that just don't exist in the economy. To give you an example, I know the CEDA report says that there are chefs driving taxis. There are today, on SEEK, 7,500 vacancies for chefs across the country. Any chef that wants a job, there's a job for them.
Gabriella D'Souza further notes that in order to solve some of the issues of the pandemic, bringing back skilled migrants is crucial.
Yeah, so with our report, what we really tried to do was look ahead beyond the pandemic and try it. Because at the moment, we know that migration is just not happening, and we've urged the government in a lot of our previous reports to try and build strategies to bring back migration, because we know that migrants... they're key to Australia's economic recovery out of this pandemic. And we believe that strongly to be true. Migration is pro-cyclical, which means that when the economy is going really well, there's a lot of migration. And it is something that kind of feeds off each other, the economic activity and migration.
While the opportunities for a travel bubble for skilled migration is limited, Julian Lisa highlights that the aforementioned committee has made other proposals to increase skilled migration, even while international travel is still limited.
Well, it obviously depends which countries you're looking at, but and what skills they can offer us. But obviously, a travel bubble will be of some assistance. We've made recommendations that once we've brought the Australians home that are looking to get home, particularly on the basis of compassionate grounds, in the context of discussions about reserving seats for students and tourists on flights, that we should have some seats reserved for skilled migrants as well, because we need skilled migrants to help our economy get going again.
Gabriella D'Souza notes that a travel bubble could be a potential measure, but that other factors should be considered as well.
Look, I think that would be a really good interim measure, but, you know, I really need to see some of the details around that. I've heard things around, you know, possibly making Singapore a travel bubble and making it easier for people to quarantine in Singapore and then travel straight through to Australia, which, you know, would be a good idea. But we know that a lot of our recent growth in migration has come from countries that have been really badly impacted by COVID. So particularly around the Indian subcontinent as well, and parts of Latin America. So we really, you know, it is. I think it's a good idea to step in the right direction, but we really need to start thinking more broadly as well about how we are able to bring back migration after this crisis.